after them who reads.
Lehevi biyodei. First claim, Tiknu shum sedli Yisrael b'shabosos mishum darke shalom. As after Kohen and Levi, what's the seder? Who has the right to get shlishi, revi'i, chamishi, shishi, shvi? Did they make a seder who you're supposed to give it to first, or didn't they? Is also v'shalom Rav Yitzchak. They came to ask Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. No, so first one they asked Mikorom Levi, they did not know. Then also they went for Shalom, they asked Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Omalei, achrayen koron Talmud Chochem. Hey, shlishi, you should give to a Talmud Chochem. Hamamunim parnasam ala tzibur. That he takes care of the tzibur. He's appointed to take over public matters. The achrayen after that, Talmud Chochem aruilam leisam parnasam ala tzibur. A Talmud Chochem that's fit to take that job, even though he wasn't appointed yet, he's fit to take that job. The achrayen after them, who gets chamishi like, b'nei Talmud Chochem. The children of the Talmud Chochem. Shavoy sayim amunim parnasam ala tzibur. That their fathers are appointed to take over the tzibur. The achrayim after them, Rosh HaKnesiyas, the president of the shul, the head of the shul, the chol adam, and then anybody. Shalch alei b'nei Glilu Rab Chelboi, the people of Glilu are sent to Rab Chelboi. Ma'al likrois b'chumoshim abeis HaKnesis b'tzibur. But they didn't have a sefer Torah, can they read from a chumash in shul or not? So Rashi says, Sheyesh ha-kaisrum en chamisha chumoshim, ko chumash echot shalom li'atzmai, v'chol sefrei mai v'megilu k'sef Torah shalonu. Now, it was a kosher sefer. It was written kosher. Just you don't have those sefer Torah together. It's like each one gracious is by itself, shemesh by itself. So if now you're reading Pashas Noach, can you learn from this sefer that only has gracious in it? Lehevi biyodei didn't know what to answer. Also shalom rebitzos they came to ask rebitzos nafcha. Also lehevi biyodei didn't know what to answer. Also shol be medrasha they went to answer based on medrasha. Uposhtu meyod they answered from here. The Yom Rav Shmuel ben Achmei Yom Rav Yechonon. Sefer Torah shechosi riachas, a Sefer Torah that's missing only one parchment, one piece, ain't current boy. You're not allowed to read from it. So we're here for sure you can read it, only has gracious, that's all. So where it says, Velahi, no, there's a big difference. I'll tell you later, it's not that way. Then you can't bring a proof. Hosam chos v'masayu. There you have the whole Sefer Torah. It's supposed to be the whole Sefer Torah. And if you're missing one parchment, one piece, that's worse. But hochul mechas v'masayu. But here, all you have is just gracious, and you have the whole gracious here. So maybe here it's better. So we don't know yet. Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, the Amitabai, they both say, Ein kerem mechumash v'mezik knesses. No, you're not allowed to. Mishum kovet tzibur. It's not covered for the tzibur. When you're laying in the Sefer Torah, in the tzibur, you're supposed to lay from a kosher Sefer Torah that has all five chumashim. For Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, the Amitabai, high Sefer of Terosa, also the Mikri Bey.
If you have a Sefer that just has the Aftorah, just has the Novi that they're reading for the Aftorah, so you know the locher is also the mikra bebe Shabbos. You're not allowed to read from it on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? To learn it only kosev. That you're not allowed to write down just with this parsha of the Novi. When you go to write down the Novi in the cloth like, you have to write the whole Novi. You can't just take out one capital. But since you're not allowed to write it this way, therefore you're not allowed to read it in shul either. So Mora says, Mavravashi omala tatulu nami yosar. Like if so, you should know it's even nosa to touch it. It's like muksa. My time away, the whole lechaz in the mikra bay, because since you can't use it to learn from it, so therefore you don't want to touch it either. But the Gemara comes out, v'lohi, it's not true. Shori le tetule, you're allowed to touch it, you're allowed to move it around, v'shori le mikra bay, you're allowed to read from it. Why? The Rabbi Yechonu, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Maine b'sifra de Garata. Rabbi Yechonu ben Lakish used to learn from a sefer the Hana Garata, that means Gemara written down, v'shabbat on Shabbos. So the question is, Iva Litin Likosiv, we know we're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. So I got it, which is Torah Shabbat Peh, how come he read it from a Sefer? Ella, what's the answer? Kivo and the Layevsha, since it's not possible like now not to write it down, because otherwise we'll all forget it, is therefore Ace Lassus Lashem Heferu Torah Secho. If there's a big purpose, a big reason, we're allowed to do it, we're allowed to write it down, the Gemara. And so Hachinam here also. Kivan de Layevsha, since it's not possible, therefore Eis Lassus Lashem Eferu Torah Secha. Like Rashi says, it's not possible for every tzibra to have a whole Novi. So therefore, as much as they can have, if they only have one Haftarah written down, they're allowed to read from that Haftarah alone. Alright, we'll stop here.
They were holding daf samach omer aleph. They were just got finished saying that you are allowed to read from a seif after rosa. You only have daf Torah, one novi, one pasher by itself. Mishum eis lasa slash shem afeiru Torah secha. We will allow you to write it down. Now the Gemara says in the middle of the omid, boy minei abayim a rabba. Abayi asked the question from rabba. Mahu lichtoiv megillah letinik leslamed bo. Are you allowed to write a megillah for a child, a tinik, to learn from? So megillah here, Rashi, means you want to write like just one sefer by itself. Rashi says megillah means parasha levada shel Torah ishtayim. You want to just write one or two parashas of the Torah. You want to write it down in order that the children can learn from it. So are you allowed to or not? Like one side is you have to write the whole sefer Torah at one time. At least you have to have das like to finish it. But you're not allowed to write just one parasha by itself, or maybe no. So Mar says like this: Tavoyi l'man diyama Torah megillah megillah nitna, and Tavoyi l'man diyama Torah chasuma nitna. We could have this question, like we'll soon see it's machlokes. How was the Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu? One man the Yom says it was given megillah megillah. That means each parasha by itself, when Hashem taught it to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down. And the other man the Yom says no, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not write it down until he learned the whole Torah, and then he wrote it all down at one time. So we have a question according to both of these man the Yom. So the Gemara says like, we'll soon see the machlokes. But the Gemara says like this: Tiboyi l'man diyama Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. Even according to this man diyama, that when Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Torah, he wrote down everything he learned one piece at a time. I tell you, is therefore Kaisvin. Therefore, you should be a swear. You are allowed to write down now also just one parsha by itself. I dilma maybe no. Kivon the idbuk. Since Lamaisa by Moshe Rabbeinu, after he finished learning the whole Torah, he put all the parshas together. So once Moshe Rabbeinu puts the whole Sefer Torah together, now Lamaisa will not allow to write a Sefer Torah unless you have all the parshas together. Maybe you're not allowed to write just on one parsha by itself. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu did it, that was only before he had the whole Torah. But once he had the whole Torah, then you're not allowed to. Then the Gemara says, and grab the same question according to Mandiyama, that the Torah was given and written by Moshe Rabbeinu all at one time. One svar is kivun the chasuma nitna. Since the whole Torah was given at the same time, ain kaisvin. Therefore, now you're not allowed to write down one parsha by itself. Again, you have to write only the whole sefer Torah at one time. Or at least you have to have it not at one time. It could take a whole year. But it means when you sit down to write it, you have in mind to write the whole Sefer Torah. Or Dilma, maybe, Kivon de Leyev Shekasvinan. Since it's not possible, therefore we let you. In other words, when you want to be Malamed, teach the children, you can't write down the whole Sefer. So therefore, maybe it should be Mutter. That's the question. Somalei answered back to Mishino Ein Kaisvin. Alachar is you're not allowed to write down. Even if you want to teach children, you're not allowed to like write down just on Sefer Bereishis or one parsha by itself. You're not allowed to. Well, my time, what's the reason? He answered back again, Lefi Shein Kaisvin. He didn't answer reason, but Lefi, we're not allowed to. Lamaisa, we do it, this man is there. The same swear we had before, that since Lamaisa, we forget things, and it's Eis Lasa Slashem, we won't have enough Svarim to learn with. Therefore, we have the Heter allowed to write down one Pasha by itself to learn from. Morris says, Eisvei, Avakasha. But you just got finished saying you're not allowed to write down one Pasha by itself. So, what's Eisvei, Avakasha on you? So, it says, Afi Yosasa Tavlo Shelzov. Afi goes on the Gemara and Yuma says, Hilni Hamalka. She had written up, Osa Tavlo Shelzov. She had like a golden plank made. She pashas soita ksuvaleh. That she had the pashas soita, well, you want to make a soita like you have to write the Megillah soita. So she had a Megillah soita written up on the psukim that says in the pasha Megillah, written up on a golden tablet. And Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, Meshum of Yana'eh. So the Chur of Kashra is, you see, she had written up one pasha of the Torah by itself. So you see, you're allowed to. So Gemara says no. Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish,
Mishum Rabbi Yanai, I'll tell you the Aleph Beis. She did not have the whole parsha written down, just the Aleph Beis. Rashi says it means Kleima Roshi Atevis. She only made it easy for the Kayim. When the Kayim goes to write down the Megillah Saita, he's able to look at this plank and he'll see the Aleph Beis like just the beginning of each word. The Roshi Atev at the beginning of each word, so he'll know himself how to write the Megillah. But she herself maybe did not write the Megillah. Esvei Avakasha, it says Kishu Kaisev, when the Kohen used to go to write the Parsha Saita, Megillah Saita, Roya Vakaisev, he used to look at another thing and write off it. So Mashma, they had the Megillah written up from before. So Mashma, Bishas, you're doing the Megillah right now, the mitzvah, then of course you're allowed to. But the question is, if it's not the special mitzvah of Megillah, how could you have just this Parsha written up? And here it says he used to look at another ksav, mashma was written up, not l'shem mitzvah, just to have the parsha around. Tamura says no. Says kishukaisav roya b'kaisav mashikosav atavlo. So the chud of the kash, it says he used to see what was written on another plank. So you see they had just one parsha written up. Tamura says, Eima, say like this better. Eima kimo shikosav atavlo. He used to look and it was as if it was written in the tavla. So again, Rashi says, "Lefi asimonim mo yimeivim mekaisiv." Like not the whole parsha was written up, just lefi the simonim they had there, it was written up. But again, not the whole parsha was written; only the simonim were written, like we had before with the Aleph Beis. Eisvei Avakasha. It says, "Kishu kaisiv." When the kohen goes to write the Megillah Saita, roye b'tavla b'kaisiv, mashikosav b'tavla. It says clearly, you have to write on this Megillah what it's written on another plank. So you see, you have the parsha written down already. Tamura says no. And it says here, and it says clearly, Mahu Kaisav Tavla, what is it written in this tavla, in the side one that he copied from? Im Shachav Im LaShachav. So you see clearly, the hope that the had parsha is written down, even though you don't have the whole Sefer Torah written down here. So Tamura says, Hachav Imayaskinon, Bisirugin. So here it's written down, Bisirugin, Rashi says, Tchilas HaMikro Yekosav true. The beginning of the Pasuk they wrote down. Tevus Shleimel, Lipsayf Roshi Tevus. But after this, the beginning of the Parsha, then what they wrote was only the beginning, the Roshi HaTevus. Just the first Oisius of each word. So again, it's not cool, they wrote the Parsha, that's why it was Mutter. But in Echnaimi, to write the whole Parsha could be a Tzosim. Tzomor says, Naki Tanoi. This Shalom Saka Machlegis Tanoim. It says, Ein Kaisvin Megillah Latinik Lislamidbo. You're not allowed to write down. Stama Megillah means one parsha of the Torah, even to teach to kill children. V'yimdaito lahashlamuta. But if you have in mind now, like you just stopped starting to write the Sefer Torah, but you have in mind to finish it, then you're allowed to. Like we said, you can't write the whole Sefer Torah at one shot. So as long as you start, almanas, to finish. Rabbi Yudu Oimer, Bebreshis Ador Mabel, no. You're allowed to write down from Breshis Ad the Parsha of Dor Mabel. But Toras Kana Madvihi B'yar Mashmini. You're allowed to write down these Parshas by itself. So you see, according to Rabbi Yudu, you're allowed to write down Parshas, Parshas. Om Rabbi Yechne Mishum Rabbi Beno. Torah Miki. So now we'll explain the Ikam Achloites we spoke about before. That Rabbi Yechne says, name of Rabbi Beno, that Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, each Megillah by itself. Shenema Megillah Megillah means that whatever Moshe learned, those parshas, like he was up there 40 days learning the Torah. So kids, whatever he was learning, he wrote down then. Like Rashi said before, that Kishenemra Parsha LaMoshe, Hayakaisva, he wrote down each one. Well, if Saif Men Shana, the end of 40 years, Kishigarma Kola Parshiois, is Chibron Begidim Atofron. Then he put it together and sewed it up. So that's the first man Yama that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down each parsha by itself. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ozo Martin Ebosi B'Megillah Seifa Kosov Alai. So Pasuk can tell him, but he's saying B'Megillah Seifa. Mashma is the Megillah, one parsha that was written about, so this is Dovra Melech. That Dovra Melech Rashi explains, that means that really that a Taina Dovra came out of Rus, Hamoyavia, so they didn't know if she's mutter or not, so they darshan the psukim that's only a Moyav is also of Loya Moynis, that Rus was mutter to Klai Yisrael. So it says, when darshan is Sefer, it says, Beosi be Megillah Sefer. So the Lashon says, Lashon Megillah Sefer, Mashmah is called a Sefer, Megillah alone is called a Sefer. That it was also given to Moshe Rabbeinu, was written, each Megillah separately. We have Shimon ben Lakish, Shomer, Torah, Chasuma Nitna. No, Chasuma Nitna means that even though Hashem taught Moshe a little bit each day, but Moshe did not go to write it down until he finished learning the whole Torah, and then he wrote it down at one time. Shinem, the apostle says in Devarim, Lakuach et Sefer HaTorah Hazois, take this whole Sefer, Mashma, the whole Sefer together. So Gemara asks the Kasha, Vidach Nam Yaksiv Lakuach, how it says also to take, which is Mashma, he took the whole Sefer Torah, and the Gemara, who lebosad the Yidbuk, he also agreed that after Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down each parasha separately, then he was madvik, he put the pieces together. Vidach nami hoksib b'megillah sefer, I also, David HaMelech said, like his parasha, that his mutter is written in the Megillah sefer, says Lashon Megillah. So the Gemara answers, Hahu, Nukash was Vidach nami hoksib b'megillah sefer kosav alai. So the Gemara answers, Ahu, techol ha-Torah kulikra Megillah. There it doesn't mean one Megillah by itself. It means the whole Torah is called the Megillah. There's still, like it says in the Pasuk, V'yomer Eli, Ma'ata Roya V'yomani Roya Megillah Ofa. I see a thick Megillah, which means he saw the whole Sefer Torah. So I know the whole Sefer Torah also could be called the Megillah. So kids, that's the Machlokes, exactly how did Moshe Rabbeinu write down the Torah? Did he write down each Pasha by itself? Or did he wait until he finished learning the whole Torah, and then he went to write it down? Marta Zinami or else, look at Rebbe Levi. I'll tell you, this passage goes like Rebbe Levi. So Rashi says, now look at Rebbe Levi, Ikra Megillah Oysa and Ches Pashias, Shitzchu L'yoyim Nemruya. The Yom Rebbe Levi said like this, Shemoyna Pashias Nemru B'yoyim Shukam B'yam Mishkan. The eight Pashias that were learned that special day on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day the Mishkan was put up. And Elohim, these are the eight parashias that will learn special that day. So Rashi learns that Ikra Megillah Oysan Ches Parashias Shehutzvuchu L'yoyim Nemru V'nichtav V'nimsru Boi V'yoyim V'nichtav Kol Achaz V'Megillah Levado V'ishem Avdolos Rechoy Kizum Izu Hilka Koru L'Shar Nami Megillah. This is going on. These eight parashias were written special that day on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's why even the rest of the Sefer Torah is also called Megillah. Now, what are these eight parshias? In Elohim, parshias Kahanim, the parshias Rashi's Emma LeKahanim, then a parshias Leviim, there's Kaches HaLeviim, then parshias Temeim. There's all the lochas that teach the Kahanim now to stay away from Temei Mesa, V'Yanoshim. Rashi says Mishum Hilchas HaPesach V'Yamishkan Hukam V'Yechad B'Nisan V'Uzlan Parshias Shluach Temeim. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan now, it was before the Mishkan, before the Pesach, he had to teach them Ilchos Temeim. Or Pasha Shiluach Temeim, they had to teach them right then which Temeim to throw out of the Machane. Then Pasha Achrimois, Rasafu Pi Shisha Yom Kippurim, even though Achrimois has to do with Yom Kippur, Boibu Yom Nemru, still it was learned on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because the Siv Achrimois, Mefnei Shemesu Bnei Yaron Bishvil Bia Shlalit Sorach Nemroi Sazaru Liyaron Ayova B'choleis. Now, since now we're talking about the beginning of the Hukam HaMishkan, so we're telling them the Kahanim be careful not to go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan when they're Tomei, so we speak the Pashas Achrimois, what happened to the children that were killed because they came in. Oh, Pashas Shri